Hey folks, that's Duke Ellington, and you're listening to Le Globe. That's right, it's Friday afternoon, 1:30, 13h30, so what are we listening to? We're listening to Le Globe, and your host today is me, of course, Lawrence McGuire. I'm your host for The Globe, and we're listening to Radio Divergence, 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the south of France. That's right, folks. And we're going to have a great show today. We're going to have Duke Ellington. We're going to have Elvis. We're going to have a song about Elvis. We're going to have the Indigo Girls. We're going to have Joni Mitchell. And I'm going to be talking to you for 30 minutes. So you listen in and listen to what I have to say, because everything I say is important, right? No, that's not really true. Anyway, I want to remind you that the website for Radio Divergence is available if you listen carefully. I'm going to tell it to you in French and English because I want to practice my French. Anyway, in English is divergence-fm.org. That's www.divergence. How do you spell that? divergence-fm.org. Now, the dash is an interesting word, because in French, what do you say? You say tiré, something like that, tiré. And in English, we say dash, or we say hyphen. And another interesting thing is we don't say point. We don't say point com or point org. We don't say point. For the internet, we say dot. So I say divergence-fm.org. And that's, you're listening to Radio Divergence. And I'm going to talk to you today about, what am I going to talk about? The weather? What do you think about the weather? I think the weather is perfect, frankly, because it's springtime and it's raining and it's not cold. And this was the worst winter of my life in Montpellier. It was cold. Sometimes it even snowed. I mean, snow in March in Montpellier. And sometimes it was windy, very windy and cold. And I don't care if it's a little bit rainy today. It's a little bit rainy today. I don't care, because it's not cold. And I'm looking forward to summer when it's so hot, everybody's complaining. And I'm not going to complain about the heat. I love the heat. All right, well, first, what are we going to hear first? We're going to hear some more Duke Ellington, and this is going to allow us to talk about the conditional. The conditional, that's right, that's if. So let's hear Duke, and then we'll talk about the conditional.
Thank you.
right, folks, that's Duke Ellington, and the song is If You Were in My Place. Now let's look at that. That's the conditional, and that's what I call the imaginary conditional, because you're not talking about the future, you're not talking about the past, you're talking about an imaginary situation. And how do you do that in English? Well, it's if plus the past, and then you have would plus the verb. So if you were, that's the past of the verb to be, if you were in my place, what would you do? So would you do, so the verb is do, and you put would before you put do. So if you were in my place, what would you do? For example, if you were in my place in front of this microphone, what would you say? If you were in my place, what music would you play? If you were sitting in front of the microphone like me, what guest would you have? Well, I would have a mystery guest, an invisible mystery guest, and I've invited an invisible mystery guest, and he's going to be on the show later on. And you can talk to him, and he's invisible because you're on the radio, and I'm on the radio, and we're listening to the radio, so you cannot see this person, and he or she, actually it's a man, is invisible. And we're going to come back to that in a minute, but let's just return. If you were in my place, what would you do? Well, if I was in my place, that's another strange thing about English. You can say if you were, but you can also say if I was. And normally you say, if I were, you can say, if I were, if I was, if I were in your place. So it's strange because you can use if I was or if I were. Both are correct according to my grammar book and my grammar book in my head. Anyway, I'm just talking a lot today. And one thing I wanted to talk about is Le Globe. The Le Globe is my association and bookstore, and it's up there on Rue Carbonerie, two Rue Carbonerie, and we have used books in English and French, and we also do language classes, cultural events, all kinds of things up at the Globe. Le Globe, actually, is how I call it now in French. It's near the Préfecture if you want to come by. Well, we went from the Duke Ellington, and we're going to go to the King, from the Duke of Jazz to the King of Rock and Roll, and the King is going to be singing about King Creole.
King Creole. There's a man in New Orleans, and he's a rock and roller. He's a guitar man. Great big soul, he lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without in his throat. He bends a string and that saw she wrote. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 at a back of shaking King Creole. King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know it's gone, 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 and a pack of chicken King Creole. Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah, you know he's gone, 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 out of hip shaking King Creole. Yeah, you know he's gone, 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 hip shaking King.
King Creole from Elvis. Hey, Elvis, that was great. Thanks for that song. You're listening to Radio Divergence 93.9 FM, Radio Divergence, and my name is Lawrence McGuire, and this is Le Globe. Every Friday afternoon at 1:30, 13:30, we have Le Globe. It's a great radio show, and thanks for tuning in, folks. I want to talk a little bit about that song, because Elvis says he holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. So use that word like. If you want to make a comparison, you can use the word like. Now, normally you say like, for example, I like cheese, I like wine, I like beautiful women, and that's why I like living in Montpellier. Yes, but also you can use like as in it's like this, it's a metaphor. For example, you're talking to one of these beautiful women and you say, your eyes are like the blue Mediterranean Sea, and she goes, whap, and she slaps you on the face. Oh, that was the wrong thing to say. And you say, your hair is like lavender from grass. And she whacks you on the other side. And you say, oh, I cannot say the right thing to this woman. Anyway, Elvis says he holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. A Tommy gun is an interesting cultural reference. A Tommy gun comes from Thompson machine gun. And the Tommy gun is what Al Capone used to kill many mafia people in his home city of Chicago. Anyway, he holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. There's another good one here is jumping like a catfish on a pole. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. A catfish is a strange fish, lives in the Mississippi River, and it has whiskers, things coming out its lips. That's why they call it a catfish, and a pole is what you go fishing with. So he's jumping like a catfish on the pole, holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. So anyway, that's how you use like. It's a verb, to like, but it's also to make a comparison. Well, that's why we call it Le Globe, because we always have some pedagogical things, and at the Globe, the bookstore, we also have pedagogical things. We teach language classes and guitar. In fact, I do teach guitar classes up at Le Globe. Come by and talk to me sometime. Well, we're going to continue now. This is a song about Elvis. It's my favorite song about Elvis. There have been a lot of songs written about Elvis, and this is from a band called Prefab Sprout, and it's called Jordan the Comeback.
Say the spirit moves in mysterious ways. Sometimes the way it moves looks plain berserk. But two things you should be slow to criticize: a man's choice of woman and his choice of work. Some work will earn you top dollar, and this here tinsel town, that's where I started thinking of something else. Cause they couldn't film the spirit from the waist on down. Sometimes I don't sleep too well, but one day I know. End of the road I travel, I will see Jordan beckoning. End of the road I'm traveling, I will see Jordan beckoning. And all those books about me, well, there wasn't much love in them, boys.
I'm telling you,
if I'd taken all that medication, man, I'd have rattled like one of my little girl's toys. Now they call me a recluse, been in the desert so long, laying on my back, biding my time, just waiting for the right song, and I'm coming back, coming back. Sometimes I don't sleep too well, but one day I know. End of the road I'm traveling, I will see Jordan beckoning. End of the road I'm traveling, I will see Jordan beckoning. Jordan sweet Jordan, hand me any cup you find that's lying spare. Lord, I've long time been a-thirsting for a share. Jordan.
End of the road I travel, I will see Jordan beckoning. That's an interesting line there. Jordan, of course, is the river, and they're talking about the river in what they call the Holy Land, Palestine. And the Jordan River, I guess they're talking about Elvis. He will see the Jordan River beckoning. To beckon, of course, is type of wave, to wave to somebody. There's one little, there's a lot of interesting things in that song, but one thing I really like is biding my time. To bide your time is an interesting expression in English. To bide your time means just to wait patiently until the right time, and then you strike. That's right. And what are you listening to, folks? You're listening to Le Globe, Radio Divergence 93.9, and I'm Lawrence McGuire. And I wanted to talk about a gig. I play with a group called the Peace and Love Cowboys. We're playing down here at the Rebirth tomorrow night, in fact, down here on the same street as Divergence on Louis Blanc, tramway stop Louis Blanc. So come around tomorrow night to the Rebirth. It's the former blew up, the ancien blew up. We say former in English. The ancien blew up demain soir, le Peace and Love Cowboys, demain soir, neuf heures pour le soir. Okay, now that's an interesting song. Jordan, the comeback, he's talking, excuse me, he's talking about Elvis coming back, and he's biding his time somewhere in paradise somewhere, waiting for the time where he is going to come back and be famous again. And a lot of people have written songs about Elvis, about all his drugs, and he mentions that in the song. And Prefab Sprout is one of the strangest groups, pop groups that have come out of England. Very, very rich, rich melodies and a rich orchestration and really nice sound and different. They do a lot of different songs. Anyway, check out Prefab Sprout sometime. Well, we're going to go back to the United States now. Prefab, of course, is a British group. We're going to go back to the United States for a couple of girls. Well, they call themselves girls. They're, of course, women. They're called the Indigo Girls. And this was their big hit a few years ago called Closer to Fine.
Best thing you ever done for me used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah.
closer I am to find. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to the children. The less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Yeah.
All right, that's the Indigo Girls, Closer to Find. Somebody says, how are you today? You say, I'm fine. And so the Indigo Girls took that concept, I'm fine, which we say every day, and they created a song, I'm Closer to Fine. And when I first heard that song on the radio, I thought, what in the hell are they talking about? Closer to Fine, Closer to Fine. I didn't know what they were talking about. But then you think, oh, it's just a very simple play on words or pun. Jeu de mots, we call a pun in English. That's right, folks. Just a simple pun. Anyway, the Indigo Girls, that was Michael Stipe, who's singing the male voice on that. The Indigo Girls were a band from Georgia. They played a lot around Atlanta and Athens, and that was a big hit, and that catapulted them into fame in the United States. And they're still playing, and they have incredible guitar sound. If you'll notice, that song did not really have drums on it. It had some kind of percussion going in the background, like it sounded like a conga drum to me, or a type of conga. But they didn't have drums on that song. But in fact, the song was a big, big, big hit in the United States, which just shows you don't have to have drums to have a song on the radio. And of course, we're on the radio right now. We're on Radio Divergence, 93.9 FM, and it's the coolest radio station in the south of France. And my name's Lawrence McGuire. I'm the owner manager of a bookstore, language school, guitar school called Le Globe up on Rue de la Carbonnerie. I'm also got a group called the Peace and Love Cowboys, and we're playing tomorrow night. And I shamelessly promote myself. I guess I shouldn't do that, but I'm here all by myself. And in fact, my invisible guest came. But he's not only invisible, he refuses to talk. Excuse me, sir, are you going to say anything? Oh, yes. Wait, he's whispering in my ear. I want a song about the radio. You want a song about the radio? Yes, I want a song about listening to the radio. Okay, I think that's great. Let's sign off, folks. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Le Globe. And we're going to finish this 30 minutes with a song from Joni Mitchell about listening to the radio. And I hope that you continue to tune in to the best radio station in the south of France, the best radio station in Montpellier. And I have one more thing to say. Tomorrow is May Day, and it's time for people to get on the streets and take over. Well, if you want to do that, I'll join you, right? If not, I've got to keep working just like everybody else. But when the revolution comes, I'm all for it. Whatever it is, I'm for revolting against something. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. And we're going to hear now Joni Mitchell talking about the radio.
I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving